America's Composers. From Rochester, New York, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the Eastman School of Music of the University of Rochester and the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, takes pleasure in presenting the seventh in a series of broadcasts dedicated to the interests of the nation's music lovers and composers. The program will be performed by the Eastman School Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Dr. Howard Hansen, distinguished composer, conductor, and director of the Eastman School. This week, student composers from a number of important music schools, the Juilliard School of Music, Yale University, the New England Conservatory, the Royal Conservatory of Toronto, and the Eastman School of Music, are meeting here at the Eastman School for their annual conference. It seems particularly appropriate, therefore, to devote this evening's broadcast to music by the youngest generation of America's composers, its student composers. Dr. Hansen has chosen works by three highly gifted young men coming from different parts of the United States and now studying composition at the Eastman School of Music: Walter Hartley from Washington, D.C., William Purcell from Tulare, California, and Ron Nelson from Joliet, Illinois. Walter Hartley will be represented by four movements from his Ballet Music for Orchestra: Prologue, March, Nocturne, and Finale. Hartley's music is rhythmic, dynamic, and picturesque, with strong indications of the development of a personal style of composition. The Eastman School of Music Symphony Orchestra, under Dr. Hansen, now plays for us the Prologue, March, Nocturne, and Finale from Walter Hartley's Ballet Music for Orchestra. The Eastman School of Music Symphony Orchestra, Dr. Howard Hansen conducting, has played for us the prologue, march, nocturne, and finale from Walter Hartley's Ballet Music for Orchestra. The second Eastman School student composer to be represented in this evening's broadcast is William Purcell from Tulare, California. Purcell's style of composition is quite different from that of his young colleague. The work which we are to hear, Christ Looking Over Jerusalem, is a part of three biblical sketches. It is highly sensitive music, deeply felt, and emotionally moving. Dr. Hansen and the Eastman School Symphony Orchestra now play William Purcell's biblical sketch, Christ Looking Over Jerusalem.
Thank you.
Christ Looking Over Jerusalem by William Purcell. The Eastman School Symphony Orchestra, with Dr. Hansen conducting, concludes this evening's broadcast of music by talented young student composers from the Eastman School of Music with a rollicking overture by Ron Nelson titled Savannah River Holiday. Nelson's overture, scored with brilliant virtuosity, clearly portrays the spirit of its title and indicates the young composer's creative gifts. The Eastman School of Music, orchestra with Dr. Hansen conducting, plays the overture Savannah River Holiday by Ron Nelson. Thank you. That was Savannah River Holiday by Ron Nelson, played by the Eastman School Symphony Orchestra, Dr. Howard Hansen conducting. Also heard this evening were the prologue, march, nocturne, and finale from Walter Hartley's Ballet Music for Orchestra and the biblical sketch, Christ Looking Over Jerusalem, by William Purcell. You have been listening to the seventh in a new series entitled America's Composers, presented by the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the Eastman School of Music and the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers. The Eastman School Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Dr. Howard Hansen. This program originated in the Eastman Theater in Rochester, New York, and came to you through the facilities of station WHAM. It was produced by Sil Novelli, technical supervision Gail Heinzman, and your announcer, Homer Bliss. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.